This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in if you just tuned in. And I go by the name of King Bash, with the Winter Star here myself. Right, it's time to shift gears into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. We've got our resident motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu, on the line. He's been behind the wheel of the budget-friendly Suzuki Swift, sampling both the manual GLX and the GLX variant, that is, and the automatic GL model. He'll share his first-hand impressions and then take us through what's in the garage this week. I hear there's a Mercedes-Benz C63 SE performance in the mix. Plus, he'll drop a soulful jam and helpful a motoring tip to keep you safe and savvy on the roads. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, myself, King Bash. Good to hear you.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for taking your time, you know, to join us on the show on a Friday, Prashirwin. Very much appreciated.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
So let's dive in the Suzuki Swift. What's fresh, you know, with the new Swifty? Break down the design differences, you know, between the higher spec GLX and the GL.
Absolutely. So the latest Swift still rocks. It's, you know, nice, compact, iconic hatchback shape. But the GLX gets more premium touches. You're looking at sleeker 15-inch alloy wheels, a reverse view camera, nice LED headlights. While the GL keeps it quite simple with steel wheels and halogen lights. So the GLX also gains some front fog lights as well and extra body-colored trim. So between you and I think the GLX is the one to have. It looks much more prettier.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk, you know, the cabin comfort. Any major changes inside, and what does the GLX, you know, offer over the GL?
So inside, both trims feel quite modern, but the GLX still stands out as, you know, it still stands out. It has a nice 9-inch infotainment touchscreen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, climate control, leather-wrapped steering wheel, a few niceties, your head-up display, cruise control, and the GL just sticks with a small infotainment screen, and all those other niceties are obviously not there, so it's not as plush as the GLX model. And pricing between them, you know, you can get, it starts from 260,000 Rand and all the way to 300,000 Rand. So I think, depending on what you want, I think might as well go big or go home, go for the GLX model.
Oh, okay.
Just because of the trim.
All right, now you've driven both, Prashirwin, you know, the manual and the auto. What's the experience behind the wheel of this budget-conscious steed?
So I think the manual is a lot more engaging to drive, of course. It's smoother gear shifts, ideal for those who want to connect with the car. The automatic has a CVT gearbox, which I don't really like CVT gearboxes. They tend to be, you know, there's no gears to change. It's just one pulley system that controls the transmission. So. You know, both versions run on a 1.2-liter petrol motor. And what's different with the new Swift versus the old Swift? Well, it's a three-cylinder versus a four-cylinder as the yesteryear Swift. And I think, you know, power-wise, it's okay. Still similar power outputs to yesteryear, 61 kilowatts, 130 newton meters of torque. It's still as efficient as you'd expect. In the manual variant, I got about 5.6 liters per 100 kilometers. And the auto, relatively around there as well, about 5.4. So it also really does depend on how you drive.
All right. Prashirwin, I know your driveway is a very busy place. What are the three cars in your garage this weekend? Which one are you most hyped up about? I mean, I think I already know the answer to that, of course. But yeah, I just need you to say it for yourself.
Of course. I've been, eager beaver to get to that question. Okay, so we got the Mercedes-Benz C63 SE Performance. Then we have the Tank 500, the GWM Tank 500, and the Ford Ranger Wildtrak. But of course, you know, it's not ever so often as a journalist we do get both the choice. It just so happened that we have three cars this week, and usually it's one, but lots of work to be done. Lots of work to be done.
Oh, okay. Now, speaking of, tell us more about, you know, the Mercedes AMG C63 SE Performance. What are your expectations on this hybrid powerhouse?
So as soon as I picked it up, I could immediately tell, you know, before, you know, I've never driven the V8. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, it's soulless. It's what's going on. And, you know, obviously, I don't want to go in with preconceived ideas before I was about to drive the car. And once I started it up, I kind of smiled like a kid again. I was quite happy. Yes, the V8 is gone. It's gone hybrid now. So Don't be fooled, though. It's still packing a mean punch, about 500 kilowatts, 1,020 newton meters of torque. Does a 0 to 100 in just about 3.4 seconds. And that 2-liter turbocharged engine I was putting through its paces, you know, whilst I was driving this whole entire morning, just getting a feel of how it really flows, how you feel connected with the car. And it's quite aerodynamically sharp. And yeah, it has, they say it has F1 derived tech. So there's like, it enhances everything overall about the car with its hybrid technology. And I'm quite curious to get into more of it next week. I just want to spend more time with it. Of course, I had to save up a little bit because the wallet is going to be going towards this car with the petrol about to be taking. And it actually says I'm doing about, let's see, the fuel economy for the car. It says I'm doing about, okay, 16.1 liters, which is not bad.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Prashavan, before I let you go, please, you know, drop your motoring tip this week and cue us in with the hot jam, of course.
All right, so don't rely solely on lane keeping assist for all the modern cars out there. Always check your mirrors and blind spots manually. As, of course, these systems are great support, but your instincts and awareness are the first and foremost important thing to use. And let's end off by Ordinary Love by Sade.
Thank you so much, Prashavan. Have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead. Check you out again next week, Friday.
You too, King Bash. Check you. See you. Have a good one. Cheers.
That is how we wrap it up with Prashavan and Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.